Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Greetings, you're listening to Guiding Stars Evolutionary Astrology Radio. This is your host, Kristen Fontana, and I'm here with my co-host, Rose Marcus. Welcome back, Rose.
Hello, everyone.
In a bit, we missed a month. We are so sorry, but we are here to share a loaded March with you. And before we get started, happy new moon today in Pisces. We are recording this on the new moon in Pisces on Thursday, February 27th. This is going to go out to you hopefully shortly thereafter. And on Saturday, if you get this, there is a free class on Venus, an introduction class that we are kicking off a series on Venus that Rose and I are a part of. We're teaching with a group of other astrologers. We're individually teaching, looking at Venus through the houses and signs. So we are super excited about that. The free class is on Saturday at 10 a.m. Pacific. And you can sign up for that at jwgaea.org. So hopefully we'll see you there. If not, I'm sure that recording will be available and you can check it out and see if you want to join us. So looking forward to that. And I'm going to be kicking off this series with Jason Hawley, looking at Venus in Aries and the polarity Venus in Libra, or the first house and the seventh house.
And just to tell people that it's a monthly series, so it's going to go on through the fall, right?
Yes, it's going to go on until September, once a month, and I believe it's the Saturday of the month, but all the information's on the website. All right, well, it is the end of February, and wow, Mars just stationed direct in Cancer on Sunday, February 23rd, and Rose and I were just talking about it. We are feeling like this energetic drag. I like to use the example of swimming with your clothes on because that's what it feels like. You're literally carrying all this extra energy. But when Mars turns itself around, it's literally crawling right now and is not up to speed. And given that it's in the sign of Cancer, it's not just our physical bodies that we are trying to move. It's the emotion within the physical body that we're trying to keep in balance and at bay or moving in some way, in a healthy way. So give yourself some grace time. And just as Mars is moving direct now, as I mentioned, Venus here on Saturday, also in Aries, is stationing retrograde at 10 degrees. So, gosh, what do you have to say about that transition? I like the example of passing the baton.
Yeah, passing the baton. Well, and I want to make note that Mars takes a retrograde once every 2 years. Venus takes a retrograde once every 18 months. It is the planet to go retrograde the least frequent of all the planets, and therefore it's very important. Now, Mars and Venus are the relationship duo, right? You know, Mars is the agent of desire, and it is yang, and it is the action planet. So it is the outgoing, the seeking of desire. And Venus is the planet that we correspond to, the relationship duo. This is how we are relating inwardly. It's our inner relationship to ourself, and therefore how we magnetize or attract. And I think of Venus, when it is retrograde, it is such a special retrograde. Now, Mars, by the way, has been retrograde since the beginning of December, so it's been almost 3 months in its retrograde tour. Venus will be retrograde for 6 weeks from March 1st until, I've forgotten, is it April 12th? I think it is, in retrograde. So when Venus is retrograde, it intensifies the magnetic aura. Venus is a magnet. It is the attraction planet. It is what calls forth. And so it densifies the energy field around you in terms of what it is calling forth. And when looking at the Venus cycle by retrograde, it has a dynamic potency of calling forth unfinished business from this life or lifetime past. It's an archetype of fate or destiny. And that's because of that intensification piece of what it is that you are resonating with on the inside becomes the basis of your aura, your magnetic attraction, like attracting like. So if there's something that you have been wrestling with or something that you don't feel complete with during this cycle, you are energizing it towards you. And that can be in actuality, but it can also be an internal process that you go through as well too, right? It is quite a dynamic archetype. Now, what is amazing about this particular Venus retrograde, and it starts in Aries. So it's going to retrograde in Aries, and Aries is the sign archetype that Mars rules. So it's like this double statement here on what is it that you are, what are instincts and impulses conveying to you? This is about, Mars, the action archetype. This is how we embody soul desires. And we embody soul desires through our instincts, impulses. And this is, in action. I always think of the Aries archetype like the little wind-up toy. As you wind it up and you put it down, it's no longer there anymore. It's already gone, right? It's already moving forward, right? And as Venus goes retrograde, it is kind of reconvening on that. It is evaluating inwardly, what do I want? What do I need? How am I approaching this? And am I approaching it in the right way, or does something need to shift? What is shifting? I think this Venus retrograde is already saying something is shifting inside of me, and I have to figure out exactly what that is. Venus retrograde is a really important re-evaluation cycle. That's the main thrust of it right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that so much. I mean, I really feel with Mars retrograde in Cancer, because we're all forced into our emotional body with that as that energy inverted, most of us know what we want right now. We know what's missing. I think that's a good way, Kay, to say it. Good way to say it. How do we provide for ourselves what's missing? And beyond what's missing within ourselves, how we nurture ourselves, what is it that I want that I know will lead my soul forward? And so since Mars is the lead point in our evolution, it's the lower octave of Pluto, which is the soul, it does dictate the soul's desires. Your soul is communicating to you through your instinct. And being that Mars is in Cancer, it's through your emotional body. What brings you to your knees? What makes you weep? What makes you laugh? What makes you feel elated? What brings you joy? What gets you out of bed quickly in the morning because you're so excited to go do whatever it is? I mean, really, you want the thing in your life that gives you goosebumps. You want the thing in your life that gets you excited. You want the thing in your life that gives you energy, not that sucks your energy and depletes your energy. So Venus retrograde is helping you to know also what you need so you can stay in balance. And what is it that you need right now that you know can lead your soul forward? Venus retrograde is going to have you going back to your past. What have I been holding on to that's not helping me, right? What have I been spending time doing that isn't assisting my journey? And so it is a very deeply reflective time. And it's an important time to be a little selfish, if I might say. I really need to do this for me first before I then go do that for you. Because I know if I do this for me first, that everybody's going to benefit.
Exactly. And I just wanted to mention with that Mars retrograde in Cancer as well, too, because I think we've all been feeling it. Cancer is about your security patterns, right? And I think that we've all been it's just a general atmosphere of the collective to be afraid, to be in fear. You know, I'm in fear. You know, I'm not sure if there's enough money. I'm not sure if there's going to be enough, you know, whatever to go around. You know, it's all of that has been triggered. And the whole Mars cycle started in Leo and backed into Cancer, finished in Cancer, and now by the middle of April, it will be back into Leo. So the actual Mars retrograde cycle went retrograde at the beginning of December and finished here, on February 23rd. But really the cycle has a pre and a post, as all retrogrades do. So this whole Mars transit that we have been working our way through started in Leo, backed into Cancer, and that's about developing that inner, getting back in touch with what is most important to you. And this, excuse me, I'm losing my voice.
All right, so getting back in touch with what's important to you, yeah.
Yeah, and self-care and feeling your way along what you need for this next leg of the journey. And that's all an experiential track as we move through this period of time. You know, it's reflected to us in terms of how we are interfacing with our day-to-day life, right? It's all of that dynamic. So this is a whole period, you know, the retrograde process is one of collecting some information, right? You know, it's all been this collecting of information. And now that Mars is starting to move forward, and we've got the Venus turning retrograde as well, too. And I love that. You know, it's like, I need to take a little bit more time out for me before I plug into all the rest of this. And so this is an extended period. What is also we have so much to talk about today, but what is also very unique about this Venus retrograde cycle is the fact that Mercury is also turning retrograde from the 14th of March through, I believe it's the 7th of April. So Venus is doing a 6-week retrograde tour. Mercury is doing a 3-week retrograde tour, but they virtually cover the same degrees within a 1 or 2 margin on either side, which is very unusual. Now, Venus retrograde followed by Mercury retrograde happens, right? That's not an unusual thing. But for the two of them to double up over the exact same degrees, I mean, you know, this is really underscoring this whole, you know, we're being saturated since December with these retrogrades here to be, you know, kind of turn inward to try to figure it out for me first, so that I can then represent for all, for, you know, that I can show up in my life, and therefore, you know, as I always say, that each individual life is contributing to the matrix, to the whole.
Yes. I think a lot about with Venus, we're concerned about what other people need. And when it's in Aries and it's retrograde, it's so important that you trust your instinct and what it's telling you that you need, and to not override your instinct. With Mercury retrograde as well, I mean, it's telling you this, stay out of your head. Don't think about it. When Mercury's retrograde, you are not supposed to be thinking. You're supposed to be intuiting. It's like the left brain goes to the right brain. The less you can think, the better you're going to be. The more you instinctually feel and intuitively lean, the better off you're going to be. I mean, really, do not overthink during this stretch. And it's already slowing down, Mercury is, even at this late degree in Pisces and moving into Aries on Monday, the 3rd of March. It is traveling together with Venus. And yeah, they're doing this partnering. And it's really awesome because the mind is communicating messages to you through your instinct, through your emotional body. I mean, everything's happening all at once. It's just important not to overthink during this time, because you'll gain a lot more by paying attention to how you feel.
Well, and I just think that the retrogrades of Venus retrograde in Aries, Mercury retrograde in Aries, that's more dynamism on the instincts and impulses, right? You know how often we override that? Oh, I think I should call so-and-so and you don't bother. And then later on, you realize that it would have been a good idea if you'd phoned then because of whatever circumstances are. You know, this is where I think that those instincts and impulses are going to be so dynamic that it will be that you won't override it as automatically as you would do at other times.
Exactly. Wow. Okay. So, I mean, it's an interesting pairing. Do we need to go to a break?
Yeah, we could. We could do that.
I didn't want to. I didn't want to get on a roll. And okay, we're going to quickly go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, KristenFontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on KristenFontana.com. That's KristinFontana.com.
Okay, okay, you're stressed. You need a little R&R. Wouldn't going to a spa help? There's all kinds of spas, too. Destination spas, medical spas, day spas, even dental and mobile spas. Where do you find the right spa at the right price? Oh, no, more stress? Well, not anymore. Visit SpaFinders.com. At SpaFinders.com, you'll find everything you need to know about spas from around the world. So de-stress. Click on SpaFinders.com right on our homepage. Ah, oh, I'm feeling relaxed already.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Water. In the hot summer sun, water is a natural thought, like relaxing at the beach with the waves lapping at your feet, or perhaps being with your significant other under a secluded, gently cascading waterfall. If you want a little more action, how about water skiing or boating on an icy, clear blue lake? With Expedia.com, everything you need for travel, flights, hotels, cruises, vacation packages, they have it all at a price you can afford. Go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Expedia.com.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
All right, so as we are discussing both Venus and Mercury in Aries, and both of them also being retrograde at the same time, before we get there, we've got this new moon today in Pisces that's setting the stage for the next month, and we have Saturn, Mercury, North Node, Neptune all in Pisces as we speak. And so this is a period of something becoming clear to you. It's kind of like the curtains parting. Something's been hidden. And through Venus and Mercury and Aries, it is like being able to see something that you haven't before. Pisces is all about the unseen or the dreams or the hidden world in a sense. And so maybe life has felt foggy, uncertain for you. You're not quite sure where to turn. Maybe you haven't heard from somebody that you, a company you interviewed with, and you're wondering and waiting, and everything feels so uncertain. And that can create a lot of fear in us. And Saturn is in Pisces as well. And so I do feel with this transition on Saturday and then on Monday, the 3rd, as we move into March, even though there are retrogrades, things will become more clear. How do you feel about that?
Well, that's exactly it. You know, I have to say, since the start of the year, almost every client that I've had has said, I can't figure it out. I don't know what's next. I feel confused. It's all that kind of energy. We have such a plethora of Pisces energy, such a dominance in the Pisces archetype right now, with this new moon in Pisces, Saturn in Pisces, Mercury is in Pisces until the 3rd of March, when it will move into Aries. And we have the North Node there as well too. And, Pisces, you know, it is all that nebulousness, but when it's being triggered at this level, it is revealing or exposing, right? You know, and I've said this before, I think, Saturn in particular, Saturn in Pisces, that's a dissolving influence. Saturn is the structure of anything, right? The structure of your reality or so on, structure of your consciousness. As it's dissolving, what it is revealing is the potential that is on brew, that is getting to its time is ripe moment. Saturn deals with the archetype of time, right? You know, so as we're letting go, relinquishing, surrendering, which are, you know, the Pisces archetype here, that which is teeming with life but has not yet surfaced is getting ready to do exactly that. And this is really, and Neptune is finishing up also too in the sign of Pisces, and they're all around the North Node. The North Node is what we reference as the evolutionary forward. This is, you know, kind of the point of our next leg of the journey. And Pisces is an archetype of potential. So what we have here is potential. And I always think of Pisces like the ocean, you know, all the ebb and flow of the various waves that are going on in the ocean, all the teeming with life in the ocean. This is all, it's all very fluid. It's all kind of up for grabs right now. You know, it's kind of like what's happening in politics, will he or won't he, right? You know, it's all up for grab. Nothing is written in stone, but what it is about a congruence of things coming together at a particular moment when everything converges at once and the reality is set into motion, right? You know, so, that's how this Pisces works. It's going to be nebulous until it kind of clicks, you know, and that's the dynamic there. You know, I want to tell you, there was a healer that was in my city who was renowned. He could do this incredible. He was a physical healer, like he cured his mother of I forgot what, you know, condition she had and so on, because he had this incredible energy, and he got to be very sought after. And he was giving these lectures at one time where he was getting these crowds of like 500 people would come in, right? And he was doing this group healing at this one lecture that I was at, and I remember him saying beforehand, you know, okay, you know, let's just all, you know, kind of settle down. And what I felt, I had this vision of everybody getting into the boat and then sailing off. It's like, you know, when the whole audience was able to just kind of get quiet for a bit, that's when the entire audience was at one. And that took place. It was just a vision that I had on the way energy comes together. And I think of that Pisces exactly like that, you know, all those various pieces and at that right moment. And this is fascinating for this very, very unique month that we have happening, because Venus has moved out of Pisces and into Aries. Mercury is going to move out, and that happened in February, and Mercury is moving out of Pisces and into Aries starting on the 3rd of March, and then Mercury does retrograde on the 14th, and the 27th of March, Venus will back into Pisces, and on the 29th, and we have an eclipse on that date as well, too, Mercury will back into Pisces. So once they finish their retrogrades, they're going to go back into Aries. So we've had this Pisces, Aries influence. So it's double up on the signs as well, too. And I think that that's really stoking the fire in some way here, right? You know, it is introducing us and then going back again and adding more of the potential or more of the unrealized before we get going onto the full program here. What do you think, Kristen?
Well, first of all, I mean, we all want the freedom to choose for ourselves, do we not? Mm-hmm. Nobody, I don't know a soul who wants to be told what to do or how to do it. And so, I mean, with Venus and Aries and Mercury and Aries retrograde, I love what you said, because to tell someone it's all up for grabs and nothing is written in stone, brilliant. Exactly that. So to give us that freedom, to give all of us the freedom to choose something new, to choose something different, and to choose something that energizes your soul from the inside out, not an old pattern, not something that looks familiar. And believe me, you and me, we know, Rose, that April's loaded. I mean, Uranus is supremely positioned to a whole stellium of planets in Pisces. So who knows what's going to happen? And believe me, we don't even know. As astrologers, we don't know. Because it's a Uranian event. We've got two eclipses coming as well. But we've got this Pisces-Aries, the straddling of energy. And it says Aries and then back into Pisces and then Aries again. We've got Mars ultimately coming into Leo. So there's this water and fire and water and fire. And I feel that what you say about the unrealized potential within us all, we're all connected to the infinite. We are not limited. We are only limited, of course, we are limited by the form we inhabit. But in terms of our own expansion, in terms of our own evolution, we are infinite beings because we are connected to that which created us. Like a wave separating from the sea, it is still intimately connected to the ocean. There is no separation, although there's an appearance of separateness. I feel like that's all what we're also discovering. Pisces allows us to dissolve those barriers that make us feel separate from something, that we can't have it, but we can have it. And the Aries energy that combines with Pisces it's like getting a fire started within you. I read recently something about when the spark goes out or the spark. I can't think of the word. I'll have to find this on the break, but when it goes down, it's sit with the flame. So if your spark or your fire, your inner fire isn't raging, there's always a fire there. You wouldn't be alive if there wasn't a fire, right? That's that heat, that kindling, the blood moving through you. And so the suggestion is if you're not feeling that energy, like Mars is moving so slow right now, you're looking outside of yourself for what you think you need and want. It's telling you to sit with the flame, to sit with the fire, to still turn in. That's Venus retrograde. Turn in and sit by your own fire and really find and feel into what it is that's going to light you up and light the way.
I love that. Really, when you are sitting in this Pisces energy, it's so nebulous and it's so uncertain and it's so hard to figure yourself out or figure out what the next, you know, how to put left foot in front of right foot. But I keep saying this about the Pisces to Aries archetype. Out of nothing comes something, out of something comes everything. You know, that clicks in. You know the times when you are just like lost and when you are just like you have no idea of anything and the phone rings and boom, you're off to the races, right? It's like that. Or, you know, you're in a state of depression and you can't find your way out of it or so on. And then somebody says something to you and it just clicks into gear and off to the races you go. You know, whatever it is, recognize that that's exactly the kind of energy that we are on the threshold of right now. Like you are living in deeply steeped in the consciousness that you are right now. But at any moment that could completely transform. Completely. Right?
Yeah, one trigger, one look, one word, and it can change your course. I remembered, when your inner spark fades, sit with the flame. Now the inner spark has faded. It can feel that way with this Mars retrograding Cancer, because we're all being forced and have been forced to lean on ourselves, to turn in, to really check in with ourselves. That's what Mars retrograding Cancer has been about. It has not really felt to have given most people energy. If anything, it's asking you to provide that energy for yourself. And so you have to figure out, when you sit with the flame, what's going to increase the inner spark. And that's what this time's about. And there's plenty of ways that can happen. The door, the inner door is always open. And the answer is not in the past. The answer is not in the past. It will find you in the present.
And find you in the present, absolutely. We have to go to break. We'll be right back.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, KristenFontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on KristenFontana.com. That's KristenFontana.com.
Have you ever wondered why you are here on this planet and what the point to all of this is? Evolutionary astrology is a natural science that allows for an understanding of the evolutionary journey of the soul from life to life. Evolutionary astrology provides a vehicle to understand prior life dynamics that have led to the reason and purpose for the life you live. It offers a depth of information and insights about each person that no other type of astrology can provide. As Jeffrey Wolf Green, the founder of evolutionary astrology, says,
"For those who wish to unveil the depth of who you actually are, I would highly recommend that you seek out qualified evolutionary astrologers such as Kristen Fontana and other graduated students of the School of Evolutionary Astrology. For those who are considering becoming an astrologer to make it a natural career, I'd recommend that you consider Jeffrey Wolf Green's School of Evolutionary Astrology, or it will assist you in answering and your clients answering a big question. Why am I here? Thanks for listening. God bless."
Okay, you're stressed. You need a little R&R. Wouldn't going to a spa help? There's all kinds of spas too. Destination spas, medical spas, day spas, even dental and mobile spas. Where do you find the right spa at the right price? Oh no, more stress? Well, not anymore. Visit spafinders.com. At spafinders.com, you'll find everything you need to know about spas from around the world. So de-stress. Click on spafinders.com right on our homepage. I'm feeling relaxed already.
Whether you're taking a short trip or traveling across the world, Magellans.com is the world's most trusted source for travel, and they guarantee 100% satisfaction. They have everything you need to make travel just a bit more pleasurable. Who doesn't like that? They have travel alarms, clothing, the best luggage, wallets, everything you need except the ticket. Visit the advertiser page on HealthyLife.net and click on Magellans now. You will not only see their travel products, but get a free catalog and read articles with tips on how to make your travel easier. Visit the advertiser page and click on Magellans now.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Okay, Rose asked me, where are we going to now? And I said, follow me. Aries all the way.
I love that.
your sun sign, my moon. So listen, so we've got this Mars transit, and it's not going to recover the shadow until early May. I believe it re-enters Leo April 18th. Mars loves fire, so it's going to love when it enters Leo. And so we have this period now where, while a lot will be going on, there's going to be this, all sorts of shifts and changes in our lives, reflections. It doesn't mean nothing's happening. Plenty will be happening. But the shadow will be not cleared until early May. And so we've also got Venus retrograde until April 12th and Mercury until April 7th, both with their own shadows to clear. And so it's still not a time to rush or force things. It's a time to feel things deeply so you know for yourself what is right and what is clear. One transit I love this month, by the way, with Mars in Cancer progressively forming a trine to Saturn and the North Node. And so that doesn't really become complete until early April, but it does get very close at the end of the month. And so what this is about is securing that vision you have or securing an ideal in your life. It will help you become, helping to recover some courage, some confidence, belief in yourself, faith in what you feel but cannot see. It will help you energize a faith, I'll say it again, in something that you feel, inwardly feel, but you cannot yet see. So it's about having a dream that hasn't happened yet, but you believe in yourself, you trust in what's unfolding, there's been signs along the way. In fact, Mars will be forming some very stabilizing aspects even the first 10 days of March. And so I'm trying to remember now the exact aspects, and I know the sun is also involved with this, but I'll grab those. But so my point being is that even though Mars is still moving slowly, he will not recover the shadow until early May. There's still plenty of signposts along the road and I would say benchmarks in time. So Mars trining the sun on March 8th, a strong day for that. And just in essence, this slow build of energy, a crescendo effect of energy, it's honestly like a magnetism. It's like the pull when you're out in the water and you're wanting to catch a wave. There's a current that comes and it just lifts you up and it encourages you to paddle toward that coming wave, that swell that's coming. And now it's going to be up to you to decide which wave do I want to catch, the dinky one right there? Do I want to wait for the bigger one? Do I want to take a risk now? Do I really trust that I can ride that bigger wave now? Let's go. And so you feel the encouragement of the current beneath you because it's lifting you up and encouraging you to paddle further. And so I'm looking forward to this energy. So.
Yeah, that energy is holding for a while. And these retrogrades, I think that we get so bombarded by the outer world, right? You know, so we do too much outer referencing. And these retrogrades are giving us the opportunity for that internal referencing and Venus in particular is getting back in touch with what is essential for you and so forth. And that it is the seventh when Sun is trining Mars. And on the 12th of March, the Sun is conjunct Saturn. That Mars transit to a trine to Sun, trine to Saturn is really an extended period of time here. So that's very, very solidifying. For those who work with asteroids, Vesta is forming a grand trine with that as well, too. And that's all about getting secure. It's about, again, being in the center of yourself. And I just think that all of these energies, the intuition that is coming in, that is signaling through the Mars transit, through the water transits of instincts, impulses, the feel, the emotional feel about it, how, you know, it's pushing you into your body to feel it. And when you feel it, that is your confirmation for what comes next. And as you were talking about, when Mars gets back to the post-shadow, gets back to Leo, Venus will be done with retrograde and back to Aries. Mercury will be back to Aries. So we have a lot of fire energy in the second half of April and into May. So these are really, I'm looking at that whole period of time as being forward thrust of significance. If you don't have the momentum now, you're not plugged in now, you're not juiced up now, you're on a depletion, wait 5 minutes.
Yeah, you're going to be wishing you spent more time lounging, I think, when it comes, because, So one thing I was noticing too, I mean, early on, there's two dates. We'll talk about this the end of March, but April 5th and 25th, we have, both Mercury and Venus retrograde in Pisces, conjunct the North Node in Neptune and Saturn, on the 5th, forming a gorgeous trine to Mars in Cancer. But it's Pisces energy, Pisces energy, Pisces energy. And then Mercury moves direct, Venus moves direct, Mars enters Leo. And by the 25th, we've got, all this Aries and Leo shift of energy. So it goes, you go from water to fire once again. You go from retrograde to new start. You go from, you know, the horse out of the gates all of a sudden. So, really, I know it's hard to just sit in the unknown when you're not clear about how things are going to play out. It really comes down to trusting these energies and not letting fear create a kink in the hose, right? So Uranus is also strategically positioned in April it's got wind. It's like a wind at your back. It's giving the kite lift. It's giving you a lift, and it can happen very quickly. I see that almost even more powerful than the pair of eclipses we've got this month, but I do want to talk about that now.
Yeah, yeah. We'll come back after that. I just want to mention also too, at the end of April, it's the 25th of April, is the final of the three paths of the Mars-Pluto opposition as well,
yes,
too.
Yes,
so
yes, yes.
We have such a convergence of dynamic planetary energy. And as Kristen said a little bit, earlier there, take your time right now, because once these fire energies kick into gear, they will, you know, you're going to be off to the races with something. And, so make sure that you get your fill of whatever top up you need now. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, KristenFontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on KristenFontana.com. That's KristenFontana.com.
If you're like the 8 out of 10 women that say finding genes that fit is a problem, well, your problem is solved. Lee Genes has done extensive research, and they have genes that fit. There's even an online Lee Fit Finder so you can find the right fit for you. Imagine jeans that instantly slim you with a custom fit and no gap waistband. And guys, kids, Lee has jeans for you too. Click through to Lee's Jeans on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and get what fits.
Take one step towards spirit. Spirit will take 1,000 steps toward you. Come explore the world of evolutionary astrology with Rose Marcus. Rose Marcus is well known for her heartfelt passion, sensitive counseling skills, and dedication to helping others. You can now study evolutionary astrology from the comfort of your own home through live teleconference classes with Rose. To register for the next Evolutionary Astrology School, to read your in-depth monthly horoscope, or to book a private astrology with Rose Marcus, please visit her website, www.rosemarcus.com.
Oh man, it never fails. My suitcase just got ripped apart.
Life is a journey. Make it a pleasant one. Use Samsonite. You know the name. For almost a century, Samsonite Luggage has proved itself to be the worldwide leader in innovative travel solutions. Let it be yours. Visit HealthyLife.net's affiliate Samsonite on our homepage and click to look at the fine luggage from suitcases to golf travel bags. And don't forget, take a look at their travel accessories. Make life a journey, a pleasant one, with Samsonite.
In college, I took a lot of history and liberal arts classes, and frankly, I don't remember much of any of it. But as an adult, I find myself engrossed in fascinating programs on the A&E and History Channel. They've pretty much helped me to be pretty impressive at social functions, and I just found out today that I can purchase DVDs
of my favorite A&E and History Channel programs right through HealthyLife.net. You should visit HealthyLife.net and order your favorite A&E and History Channel program DVDs as well, and then discover how many people you can impress during your next social occasion.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Okay, so the first pair of eclipses is coming. It's a total lunar eclipse in Pisces. Is it, what degree is that?
Yeah, the total, it's a total lunar eclipse on the 13th or 14th of March, depending on your time zone. And it's in Virgo at 23 degrees, right? So this eclipse is also a supermoon, which adds a little bit more oomph to it. And the few days beforehand are really potent as well, too. On the 11th of March, Mercury retrograde and Venus retrograde are conjunct. And so that is, starting a new half of the cycle for Venus and Mercury. And you put the two of those together on the 11th. On the 12th is the Sun-Saturn conjunction, which brings something into manifestation, whether that is arriving at some kind of goalpost or, solidifying, the plan or what have you, or finishing off with something or arriving at something here. It's a solidification piece. And then the total eclipse comes in. And on the 14th, Mercury turns retrograde. So we've got this lineup from the 11th to the 14th of really, really dynamic. When Mercury and Venus are together, that can bring a piece of news. Venus and Mercury together, a key person, a key event, and a key piece of news. So, that could be some involvement with somebody in particular, or something in particular, whether it's a plan, a project, something that you are thinking through in your head. Watch that date for some real potency on that. But as I said, the eclipses are dynamic. Eclipses are energized prior to and when they happen and after they happen. And the position of Mercury on the 11th over this eclipse is the degree that Venus started retrograde on the 1st. And this 9-10 degrees at the end of the month, we have a partial lunar eclipse at 9 degrees of Aries. This 9 degrees, is being triggered over and over and over again over this month. So that's pretty relevant if you have planets that are in at those degrees. It's going to be a really, kickstart time for you.
Wow. Again, restating this theme, Pisces, Aries. A lunar eclipse, a full moon eclipse, is something culminating, something coming to a close, to a finish, but also it could be very healing. It could be a spiritual experience for sure. And the Aries with the solar eclipse being the new start while still in the midst of retrograde. So there's these mixed messages, right, Rose? They just keep happening. We just keep going back and forth. We have to be astrological detectives just to figure out what the universe is trying to tell us. But it really is having one foot in one world and one foot in the other. On the one hand, you're still having to finish, well, the unfinished business that just needs to be dealt with. And then the excitement of the new with your one foot in the other world, so much charge and so much passion for something. We can't run into the future without finishing what we need to from the past. And it doesn't need to sound so dramatic. It can be a natural transition. We just have to be aware of what the energies are asking for us.
Well, I do think that the Mars position in trine, might not be as jarring as it could be. But, a lunar eclipse is something that's already been in the works that comes into visibility. And this is whether it comes to a fruition or it comes to a point where the polarization is at its greatest. And what I think is with the Sun-Saturn conjunction just the day before, it's crystallizing some kind of reality, crystallizing something. And, you know, when you've got one piece of the puzzle, then you can go back and do the rest of the rest of it, right? You know, so I think it is this dropping into place of some information, some potential that surfaces that you now are able to see. And then that's qualifying, right? You know, so now that I have this one piece, this is the Mercury retrograde, I've got that one piece in place, and now I've got to go sort out the rest of it that is loose-ended or that is unfinished or so on. So this is what I think happens. You know, I'm thinking about this Aries-Pisces thing. And I have this vision of, the lawnmower that you use with the drawstring, and you're kind of, doing it. You have to do it a few times before it kicks over and the motor is running. As things move into Aries, it's kind of like a test pilot or a test drive, and immediately knowing what works and what doesn't, right? You know, so this is giving some information that can shorten your experimentation is what I think with this. And it clarifies things. Well, now that I know this, then I can go back and sort out the rest of it.
Absolutely. I mean, you know me. I'm always loving wherever Mars is if it's in support. So we do like to know, of course, that Mars is well positioned not only to the eclipse with the trine there, but also in a supportive position to Uranus. Because when Mars is in stress to Uranus, we can be stressed out.
You bet.
I mean, we can feel that anticipatory anxiety without knowing why. When Mars is in support with Uranus, we can be more objective. Even if events are going on in our life around us, we're not as reactive. We're more responsive. We're objective. We know what to do. We know where to step. We know what comes next. And that is the best feeling of all in the heat of things, if that's in fact what it comes to be. I mean, the eclipses for all of us will manifest in ways that our soul needs either to become aware of something, awake to something. They're evolutionary shoots of their own. And the 2 weeks between the two is very sensitive energy. It's malleable. It's a see-through for some. But it can be catapulting to your benefit, even if at first it feels a little unpredictable or jarring. It's intended to wake you up, maybe to your potential that you're not seeing, to remind you of what you've got within you. To remind you what you're made of and what means the most to you. And so we really want to really immerse ourselves in the energy when we're looking at these lunar lifts and lunar pops and these openings within the universal realm to really expand ourselves and partner with the energy so we can be more, so we can experience more on this journey.
Absolutely. And, it's just really... there's so many balls to keep in the air with the planets this month, right? There's just so many. In the following week, so Mercury retrograde, we always think about that in negative ways, but retrogrades serve a purpose. They are a really important time for reflection, right? To go back and reassess and to tune inwardly. So we've got all of that going. In the week following the total lunar eclipse, and yes, they are connected, the total lunar eclipse on the 13th and the partial eclipse on the 29th are triggering one another, and they're triggering the Venus retrograde, and there's some relevancy here to the eclipse back in October as well too, in terms of the partial eclipse on the 29th as well. But in the following week, on the 20th, we have the equinox, right, of course, but the day before, on the 19th, Juno, the contract asteroid, turns retrograde, and on the 21st, Vesta also turns retrograde. On the 22nd, Sun and Venus retrograde line up. That's the midpoint peak of a retrograde cycle, and it shifts the retrograde onto a next page or a next momentum here. It's a starting point. And on the 24th, the Sun conjoins with Mercury retrograde, which is, does that as well too. It shifts the phase. It starts, you know, the retrograde pattern with the sun, is like a new cycle starting for Venus, a new cycle starting for Mercury. So we've got all of that, kind of packed into the period between the two eclipses. On the 27th, Venus retrograde backs into Pisces, and on the eclipse on the 29th, Mercury also backs into Pisces. So we've got lots. I think we'll be back for the end of the month, next month, to discuss the partial solar eclipse. But I just think that the decks are stacked here for so much. The Juno retrograde, it's a contract asteroid, and I always say that the contract asteroid has to do with all the covenants that you made with yourself. So we get to go back and review those. You know, am I on track for the covenants, the promises, the pacts I made with myself, or do I need to rewrite that contract? Right?
Wow.
Right? You know? And so there's just so much going on here, but I think that we are going to move a lot faster through our test tries, over this coming month. We're going to know right away what works, what doesn't, what's right, what's not, you know, what we want, what we don't want, and moving forward, right? You know, so, and by the way, all of these transits give you license to choose for yourself. You know, I'm saying I want to do this, but at any moment that I change my mind, you know, that's good too, right? You know, so you have a complete license to shift whatever your thinking is, whatever your commitment is, in order to align with what is right and true and most expedient and most opportune for you.
Yes, we were given freedom and free choice. That is what we all want and need to direct our life. That is so true. Thank you for that, Rose. And I love this Rumi quote. He says, "Everything in the universe is within you. Ask all of yourself." And so don't limit yourself during these transits. I mean, allow yourself the freedom to dream, the freedom to be, the freedom to imagine all that you wish for, all that you long for. I mean, obviously this world is in a precarious place. It's not easy to be in this world at this time for so many reasons, but we can control our little corner of the universe, right? And as we do that, we can shift and move the needle. We can do that one soul at a time. So do your part. Do your part. And I look forward to reconnecting, Rose, at the end of the month. We're going to be mid-eclipses when we meet. So
yes.
Yeah. And remember, too, that love is the bridge to everything, as Rumi says. It is true. We have to keep love at the center of everything that we do, and the right things will follow.
And take it moment to moment. Design it as you go along.
Yes. All right. Are we here to close?
We're here to close.
Yep. Is it a wrap?
It's a wrap. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, and hope to see you at this Venus series seminar. www.jwgaea.org if you want to sign up for that and share some space with us. Until next time, namaste.